One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online. Was it divine intervention, unresolved karma, or just the universe being its usual passive-aggressive self?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey! Indeed it is. And 855-853-4802 is our phone number. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, press subscribe wherever you're downloading so you don't miss any of our content. And you might want, I mean, we already have a lot of people that listen to us on YouTube. There are like 70, 80,000 people. I don't even know. But we're going to start doing the program with video very soon. You just search Real Ghost Stories Online. I'd subscribe to it now. So you are aware when that starts, which will be very, very soon. In fact, I don't know when this airs. Might already be going on right now. Or if you're hearing this as a rerun, just check it out on YouTube because we're going to be putting a lot of cool stuff out there visually in the very coming weeks, or maybe now, when, depending on, like I said, when you're hearing this. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
As of the recording of this, we're still in August. I am in the mood for, I know you're going to hate this,
cream puff.
Halloween, man.
Oh,
I'm
Halloween. Yeah, I was going to say cream puff because the Wisconsin State Fair. And they just, what, get flooded out or something?
Yeah. Last day, boy, it was really bad down there.
Wow. Like,
I was talking with somebody else on the team, and I was like, you know, it would kill me to have to go to the state fair just because I don't want to be around all those people.
Yeah.
But if I went to the state fair and then there was flooding on top of it, I think that I would never leave my house ever again. I'd have a breakdown.
I saw some pictures and I'm like, oh my God.
Can you imagine?
It looked horrible. Oh my God. And the dangers of it too. I mean, all the electric stuff on the ground and yes, floodwaters, like I'm surprised there wasn't any electrocutions.
And floating pig shit.
Exactly. And like all of that in the, yeah, it's just, yes. Yeah. God, that's got to smell lovely on those grounds today.
I would never leave my house again if something like that happened.
I know. I don't think I would either. So Halloween. Yes, I agree. I've been kind of getting into the mood. I didn't do anything for Halloween last year. I didn't put anything up, but okay. I'm ready.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was kind of disappointed in you because you're the guy that kind of got me to do a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because of all the stuff you used to do, I kind of went all out outside my house last year.
Yeah.
And then you didn't. And I'm like, well, then why am I doing this? If I'm trying to pay homage to the guy that I look up to.
I had a rough year. It was just kind of not feeling it. I had enough, as I said, and my post back then, I was like, I've had a horrific enough year. I'm just going to skip it this year. A relationship nightmare where, I won't even go into details, but, it involved, someone playing in traffic, on the highway. It wasn't me. Having to, get help for that person. And, they're fine, by the way, but, there was a lot of, mental health, concerns, I should say.
And probably enough trauma you didn't need to pretend to.
The fucking trauma of it. Because the person basically disappeared. I didn't find that out until I was calling hospitals at 4 a.m. And it was traumatic as shit. And so that was that. I don't think I've ever really shared much of that on the air. But that's why I didn't do it last year. So I hope that qualifies.
This year, full force this year?
Full force this year. I'm back. I'm feeling good. I'm ready. You know what I got to do? My garage is just filled with Amazon boxes. I have to get through that mountain, which I'm actually thinking about working on this evening. I cleaned my pantry this weekend. And
I wanted to ask you about that too.
So I'm like, that felt good. I'm like, now I got to get to the garage. So I got to get in there because I have all of the stuff. And I have a ton of animatronics. It's going to start feeling like the Disney Haunted Mansion once I get it going. We're halfway through August. Mine as well. I like to start it in September. Then you get a good 2 months out of it for the amount of work you put in.
That, and you can do it little by little. It doesn't all have to go up in like a week. Yeah.
I like it. Then I'll go right to Christmas after that. I don't care. What about Thanksgiving? Just go to Christmas. You can, I mix in some autumn into Christmas, and then you kind of are all on Christmas at one point. I like having it up. Otherwise you put it up and you take it down so quick, and you need a good 60 days to enjoy the amount of work you put into that shit.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I you know what I was thinking of doing? Have you seen these, the things where like the house projectors where they have, I'm curious. I'm very curious. I keep getting, Facebook knows I'm curious too, because it keeps sending me ads. I'm wondering what that is like. If anyone's had that done, send me a direct message on social media, on like Facebook or something, or Instagram or whatever. I'm curious if anybody's got any feedback on how that stuff turns out.
They make it look really good in the ads.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what does it really look like? And is one window enough, or do you have to do more than one?
Oh, I'm thinking the whole damn house.
Yeah, I knew you would say that.
Yeah. But I mean, it's kind of crazy what they can do with it though. I don't know. I'm curious. If I had an extra 4 hours in a day, I would sit and mess around with it, but I don't. that's like a Sunday morning project. I like to get up on Sunday and have coffee. And then I work on a little work stuff, but kind of curious stuff. Like, wonder what this new AI can do. Not so much creating shows for crime and this. It's just kind of what else is out there.
Yeah.
That might be one of those little moments. Let's go to our call, 855-853-4802. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, let's hear it.
Vinny Carbone giving you a call. Had a pretty bizarre experience a few weeks ago, and I just wanted to share it. It's not supernatural, probably in the sense that, you know, we're used to on this program, but people calling in about, you know, seeing ghosts and stuff like that. But definitely, I think there's something to it. And so before I get into the story, two little things to put out there was that one was in college, I was a theater major. So, you know, I was working on shows and stuff like that with all my friends. And it was a great time in my life and got to do some really cool things. And it was just really cool. And so we were very much, as anyone who may have worked in the arts or anything like that in college, I would know that it takes over your life. Most of your free time is devoted to working on that project. So that's very much part of your existence at that time. The other little thing to to note was that several years ago, a good friend of mine in the paranormal and I came extremely close to working with these two producers to make this show. And everything was pretty much in place, and you know, we were good to go, and some big money was going to be put into shooting a pilot episode. And unfortunately, one thing led to another, and that person and I had a falling out because of I called him out on some things that he was doing in his personal life that I saw as affecting the project and ultimately him and his personal life. And I saw the road that he was going down. I called him on it and did not take to that very lightly. And as a result, he and I had a falling out, and obviously the project fell apart as well. And to this day, he and I don't speak. And so there's that. That all being said, so those are the two things to know the background for the story. So a couple weeks ago, my fiance and I were out and about, and we're doing like wedding planning stuff. We're out, you know, looking at floral arrangements and all this stuff. And at one point in the day, we were at Michael's, the craft store, and I had to use the bathroom. So I go into the bathroom, I open the door, and like a ton of bricks, this overwhelming smell of, I don't know what it is, the cleaner that they use or whatever the case is, this overwhelming smell that was identical to our dressing rooms in college in the theater building came over me. This bathroom smelled exactly like that. It wasn't a bad smell or anything like that. It was just, you know, like I said, whatever cleaner they used or whatever it was smelled exactly like our dressing rooms in college. So I was like, wow. And now, you know, the sense of smell is such an overwhelming thing and is basically like a time machine, because, you know, you could smell something and, you know, it could take you right back to college or one of your friends or an ex or something like that. And that's what happened in this moment. So anyway, I was like, okay, you know, not really sure, you know, what it is, whatever. And, you know, I just kind of shook it off, went about my day. End of the day, you know, we say, hey, let's go to dinner. So we go to this, you know, restaurant, where we live, and it's around dinner time. And it's pretty busy. And my fiance and I sit, you know, we're placed in a booth. And again, I have to use the restroom. So I get up, I go to the bathroom, I open the door. And again, boom, the same thing. Except this time it smells exactly like the office that we worked in. We had a drama club on campus, and I was the president of the club. And we were in there. I honestly was in that office way, way more than I was ever in my actual dorm, just because, again, working on multiple shows at a time. So I walked into the bathroom at this restaurant, and it was exactly the same smell of the office that we had in college. Now, I haven't been in college since 2010, so it's been a long time, but that goes to show you how powerful this descent was, with that it transported me back to that time. So come back to the table. I sit down. I say to my fiance, I say, no, this is going to sound really weird, but something about college is going to pop up soon. She's like, what do you mean? So I tell her the two, you know, both of the bathrooms I've gone into today have smelled exactly like something that, you know, from college with the theater department. So I say something to do with college. I don't know if it's going to be good or bad, something to do with like a professor is going to reach out to us, or like a friend from college or something. I don't know, you know, I don't know, but something's going to happen. Okay. We go about our dinner. We have dinner. Now, to the right of me was a table of four women having dinner. It looked to be one of their birthdays. And, you know, they're having a good time. They're laughing and stuff like that. We finish eating dinner. We're talking. And I happen to look to my right. I make eye contact with one of the girls. I look back at my fiance, and in that moment of me looking at that woman to looking at my fiance, it dawned on me that the person that I was looking at is the wife of my former best friend that I had the falling out with, who was very, very much involved in the theater department. He wasn't a theater major, but he and I worked very closely in, you know, on shows together. I should have mentioned that earlier. So, because that we met in college, and I said to her, I think that's who that is. And in the amount of time it took for me to make that realization, articulate it, and for her to realize what I just said to her, those four women stood up and started to leave. And sure enough, it was his wife. She puts her purse over her shoulder. She looks me dead in the eye and she says, "Have a good night," in like a very snarky kind of way, and walks out the door. Paranormal in the ghostly sense, no, but definitely supernatural in some kind of divine intervention. I don't know what you want to chalk it up to be. Maybe it was my body's way or the universe, whatever, preparing me for this exchange. I don't know, but it's you know, it's one of these things you think about, you know, when you strip away all of that we've padded our lives with in this day and age with technology and distractions and all that, you know, at the end of the day, we're still just animals that are meant to be out in the wild and, you know, looking for food and surviving. And now we have all of these conveniences of life, and, you know, thank God we do. But maybe it's just one of those things, and, you know, the sense of smell is meant to be a thing to warn you, you know, of, you know, of oncoming danger or fire or whatever the case is. So I don't know. So I'd love to hear what you guys think about that. Like I said, definitely, was it something to do with like the paranormal in the way that we think of it? Not really. I don't think so, but definitely top weirdest things that's ever happened to me. All right, guys, as always, thank you so much. Love the show and look forward to hearing more.
Vinny, always good to hear from him. He's been a listener to the show forever, and it kind of become a friend over the years. He texts me. He's out in the New York area, and if he's like near the area, like where the train says Amityville or anything that's anything Amityville related, he sends me. has even like mailed me stuff with like from Amityville. Just like this, like little kind of silly things. Around my birthday, he sent me the floor plans of the Amityville house.
Oh, cool!
He's a cool guy. Just a really, really loyal, super loyal listener of the show, and a really, really good dude too. He was NYPD for a while, and that's when he started calling to us and sharing stories about being on the beat and all that. But very, very interesting stuff.
You know, like he said, when you think paranormal, right away, everybody's mind goes to ghosts, right? But there's so many other things that fall into that category. And when he started telling the story, I was starting to think this guy's maybe getting like premonition stuff, like maybe something's sending him a message. And I, you know, you can think it's weird or whatever, but I really think that he's kind of right. Like the universe, whoever's in charge, the greater power, kind of preparing him for this odd, strange meetup with this individual at the restaurant. Mm-hmm. I mean, and he's right. The sense of smell, like how many times you've even had that.
Oh, yeah.
You told me about like a jar smelled like your grandma and grandpa's house or something.
Yeah, it's
like
right over there. I got a jar. It's like in one of those blue old ball mason jars with a metal cap. When I was a kid, she always put lemon drops in there. And I remember like getting them. And so if it's going to smell like anything, it should smell like lemon drops that have perpetually lived in the thing for decades. But it smells like their house when I open it up, and I don't put lemon drops in it anymore. And it just, it smells like their house did when you walk in. You know, if there was a candle for their house, that's what it would smell like. And I can't like define it. It's just that house, you know, it is what it is. But I have it, and I keep it protected. I'd be very sad if it ever broke, because it smells like their house. And it was a happy smell. It reminds me of like Christmas. You'd smell that going into that.
That's house. Cool.
So, yeah. But I had a ghostly one. There was an antique store one not that long ago. Actually, this was quite a while ago. I was in the antique mall, is what I was going to say, not that long ago when I visited Wichita. And I remembered that story, and I told it to Harper as we were walking through it. One of the booths just suddenly just had a very harsh cherry tobacco smell. And it like from a pipe, and anybody who knows what that smells like knows what that smells like. It's not a cigarette. It's not a cigar. Right. It's a pipe, and it smells very, very different. And I'm like, wow, I'm thinking that this rug in this booth, like must've been in somebody's house that had a lot of cherry tobacco. And, then I think nothing more. I'm like, oh, just something in here smells. And then I kept walking, came back to the same booth. It is not smelling like it at all. It's completely gone. And there was nobody else in that area. at that time. I remember it was a pretty dead store that day. And I asked, I said, is there like a harsh smell of cherry tobacco over there? Like, am I not smelling it anymore or something? And she's like, no, I haven't had any complaints about anything like that over there.
And so, do you have anybody in your life from the past who was, you know, a pipe smoker or anything like that?
Yeah. My mom's dad was a pipe smoker, and I remember that smell, in the trailer. He was kind of a sad individual. That's where I remember that from. That's how I knew that smell. But I'm thinking I'm probably not anywhere on this list of people to meet, considering there was no real relationship there in life. I would imagine somebody's stuff is there and they're checking on it or something.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking. And in a place like that, it could be anything.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a neat antique store. It's in an old bowling alley. And
is that the one that you sent me pictures from the other day?
Yeah, it's probably the last time I was in an antique store. I'm trying to think. Oh, no. That one was here. That was in town here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
This is when I was in Wichita a few weeks ago for a graduation, or like months ago now. That was a little while back. But anyway, yeah, it's just I like antique stores. There's always something interesting and creepy. I once went around and took pictures of creepy Santas. 1 year, because there's so many creepy Santas in this.
I know. What were we thinking back then?
Oh my God. I don't know what anybody was thinking.
Scare the kids. Let's make this thing move.
And they're supposed, and they're not supposed to look scary, but they do look scary.
I mean, you see some of those pictures of kids with the Easter bunny and stuff back in like the 30s, 40s, 50s or whatever. It's like, no wonder kids grew up with nightmares.
But no shit. No shit. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to all of our episodes with no ads, commercial free, as we used to call it, you can check it out on Apple Podcasts or Patreon, and check out our premium channels. You can get everything there like that, and advanced episodes as well. So do that. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
L-E-G-E-N-D-Z.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.